Broadway's Star Parade. With Lieutenant Robert Montgomery, United States Navy, Miss Judith Anderson, Mr. Maurice Evans, Igor Gorin, Al Goodman and his orchestra and chorus. Our slogan,
Millions for Defense!
This is Robert Montgomery, ladies and gentlemen, in the second of a new series of programs brought to you by the Treasury Department. This season, America is seeing a record-breaking production of William Shakespeare's immortal tragedy, Macbeth, starring Judith Anderson and Maurice Evans. From that production, these two great stars have selected their own scenes for our opening drama. In all times, greed and the heady hypnosis of power have led men to murder and tyranny. But nowhere has anyone written a more powerful and moving portrayal of insane ambition than William Shakespeare in this story of a man and his wife who murdered their way to a throne and held their people in the grip of fear until the canker from within destroyed their reason, their judgment, and their wills, and the people rose against them and destroyed them. Macbeth, having been told by three weird sisters whom he has run across on a lonely heath that he will be king of Scotland, is inflamed with the promise of power and has written his wife, Lady Macbeth, of the encounter. As the scene opens, he is just returning.
My husband, my lord.
My dearest love.
Great Lambs, worthy Cawdor, greater than both by the all hail hereafter. Thy letters have transported me beyond this ignorant present, and I feel now the future in the instant.
The king comes here tonight.
And when goes hence?
Tomorrow, as he purposes.
Oh, never shall sun that morrow see. He that's coming must be provided for. And you shall put this knight's great business into my dispatch. When in swinish sleep his grooms do lie in a death, what cannot you and I perform upon the unguarded Duncan? What not put upon his spongy officers, who shall bear the guilt of our great quell?
I am settled, and bend up each corporal agent to this terrible feat. Away and muck the time with fairest show. False face must hide. But the false heart doth know.
Here's about it. The surfeited grooms do mock their charge with snores. I've drugged their possets and laid their daggers ready. He could not miss them.
Who's there? What hope?
Alack, I'm afraid they have awaked and 'tis not done. The attempt and not the deed confounds us. My husband.
I've done the deed. Didst thou not hear a noise?
When?
As one did laugh in sleep, and one cried murder, that they did wake each other.
There are two lodged together.
One cried, God bless us, and amen, the other, as they had seen me with these hangman's hands.
These deeds must not be thought after these ways. So it will make us mad.
Before I heard a voice cry, sleep no more. Macbeth does murder sleep. And the innocent sleep. Sleep that knits up the raveled sleeve of care. The death of each day's life. Balm of hurt minds. Chief nourisher of life's feast.
What do you mean?
Still it cried, sleep no more to all the house. Glams hath murdered sleep. And therefore Cawdor shall sleep no more. Macbeth shall sleep no more.
You do unbend your noble strength to think so brain sickly of things. Go, get some water and wash this filthy witness from your hand. Why did you bring these daggers from the place? They must lie there. Go carry them and smear the sleepy grooms with blood.
I'll go no more. I am afraid to think what I've done. Look on again, I dare not.
Is firm of purpose. Give me the daggers. The sleeping and the dead are but as pictures. It is the eye of childhood that fears a painted devil. If he do bleed, I'll gild the faces of the grooms withal, for it must seem their guilt.
What hands are here? Tach, they pluck out mine eyes. Will all great Neptune's ocean wash this blood clean from my hand? No, this my hand will rather the multitudinous seas incarnadine, making the green one red.
My hands are of your color, yet I shame to wear a heart so white. A little water clears us of this deed. I hear a knocking at the south entry. Retire we to our chamber, lest occasion call us and show us to be watchers. Be not lost so poorly in your thoughts.
To know my deed, to best not know myself. Wake, Duncan, with thy knocking. I would thou couldst.
Judith Anderson and Maurice Evans. In all the world, there is no gayer, happier music than that of the Zigeuner, the Gypsies. Igor Gorin sings the Zigeuner Bicycle. Star Parade, starring Lieutenant Robert Montgomery, United States Navy, in The Average American.
I'm a truck driver.
I drive by night. 57 years old. Wouldn't take me in the army. Took my son. And I took his place on this truck. Up and down Route 1. Maine to New Hampshire to Massachusetts. To Rhode Island. Rhode Island to Connecticut to New York and back again. Driving food to the big city. Food for the workers, the soldiers. Food for Joe. My Joe joined up. Looked different in a uniform. Just a kid. He joins up and all at once, he's grown up. A man, overnight. Flying a plane somewhere. Wish I was up there. But here I am, driving a truck. Maine to New Hampshire. To Massachusetts, to Rhode Island, to Connecticut, to New York. They told me, your heart's bad. But I wanted to do something. Bad heart. Too bad for me. Lonely out here tonight. No other trucks rolling. Late, I guess. Guess I'm late getting in. Step on it, Joe. You got the road. Attaboy. Pull her up. Up to 50. She'll go 50. Man alive, how these babies roll. Maine to New Hampshire. Rhode Island to Connecticut to New York. Pavement. Open road. This is something like it. Makes a man feel alive. Excited like he was doing something that counted. Not driving a truck, driving a tank, maybe. One of them big babies. Racing along, eating up the ground, spitting fire. That's doing something. 55. Boy, that's rolling faster. 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 55. 60. Faster. 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 Maine. New Hampshire. Massachusetts. Connecticut. Rhode Island. New York. Route 1 preferred. Give her the gas, Joe. Faster. Faster. Give her the gas. Faster. Faster. Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. Hold it, Joe. Save it, Joe.
Save it. Save gas. That's it. Save gas. What was it they said? Cars going 70 miles per hour, get 7 miles to the gallon. Cars going 20, get 23. And 10 miles, they said, you save a gallon of gas down to 55, would save an eighth, down to 50, save a quarter, 45, a half, 40, 35, save a gallon. What's a gallon of gas? I'm in a hurry. I got to get home.
Joe?
I don't know.
How much gas we got left?
Not enough.
But it's only 7 miles to the field, Joe.
7 miles. 1 gallon of gas. If we only had... Here we go. Tank's empty.
They're coming.
Is that it? Yeah. We're gonna crash. So long, kid. If we only had...
A gallon of gas. Watchword today is save. Save oil, save fuel, save sugar, Wolf. Save that gallon of gas and save part of your earnings. Budget your savings just as you budget your income for food, for rent, for clothing. Put away 10% of your salary each week and put it in the safest depository in the world, your own government. Buy United States defense stamps and bonds. Buy them regularly. They will keep those bombers flying, keep those subs traveling, keep those guns barking. They will keep convoys plowing across the seas, filled with fuel and bombs and shells, so that our men in the front lines won't have to give ground. Your purchases tell them we are with you. We back you up. We won't let you down. Invest in United States defense bonds. Buy stamps. Sign up for the Treasury's payroll savings plan. Remember, it's your Treasury. It's your country. It's your Army and Navy. When this war is won, be sure it will be your victory. The Treasury Department wishes to extend its gratitude and appreciation to Lieutenant Robert Montgomery, United States Navy, who has acted as our master of ceremonies, to Miss Judith Anderson and Mr. Maurice Evans, and to Igor Gorin for their splendid contributions to the Treasury Star Parade. Orchestra and chorus were under the direction of Al Goodman. Writing by Hal Block, John Latouche, and Malcolm Meacham. Production by William A. Batcher. This is Larry Elliott speaking.